This is JDSA's Law Talk, the program that gives you straight facts on our laws and answers questions about the topics that may affect your everyday personal and professional life.
Welcome to JDSA's Law Talk. I'm your host, Clint Strand. This is the program that clearly explains complicated legal issues and how the law applies to your everyday personal and professional life. We're talking with our featured attorney, Lindsay Weidenbach, about the 1031 exchange. It's a dry name, but it's a really robust topic. Lindsay, thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me, Clint.
First of all, we'll get into the details in great detail coming up. But first things first, what exactly are we talking about today?
Well, the term 1031 exchange, it comes from Section 1031 of the Internal Revenue Code. And what it means is that you can take one piece of property, switch it for another, and not pay taxes.
Simply enough. I like this. See, she takes complex issues and boils it down. But of course, there are details. We'll get into them, and we'll do that next, right here on JDSA's Law Talk.
You're listening to JDSA's Law Talk. When you need legal advice, call JDSA Law, the highest quality legal support since 1946.
Welcome back to JDSA's Law Talk. Find us on Facebook or you can follow us on Twitter at JDSA Law. I'm your host, Clint Strand, talking with our featured attorney, Lindsay Weidenbach, about the 1031 exchange, a dry name, but it affects lots of business owners and it could work for you, but we'll talk about how. We alluded to this very earlier, Lindsay, but let's get into this again as far as the basics. A 1031 exchange, what is this again?
So a 1031 exchange allows a taxpayer to take a piece of property that you've used for investment or business purposes, sell it, buy something else that's of like kind, which is where the like kind exchange name comes from, and not pay taxes on it immediately. You defer your taxes on that transaction.
You defer them for how long?
Well, until you sell the piece of property that you just bought.
Okay, so essentially it's you're plowing those profits into your business, so the government isn't going to penalize you for that.
Exactly. And that was the policy behind this rule, was that the government wanted folks to reinvest in their company rather than pay the IRS. So as long as you're still in that trader business purpose window, you defer your taxes.
We've already used the word business about 10 times in this conversation. So again, this is not for personal use as far as, you know, your home. This is for businesses.
Right. Yeah. Commercial purposes, trader business.
Okay. So we're talking about businesses, not homes, but there's a case where a home is your business. I'm talking about second homes for VRBO, Airbnb. You're renting them out. Can that be used for this purpose?
Yes, it can. Under certain circumstances, you have to have used your home for rental purposes, getting an income from that, for up to 5 years before you start your exchange.
Okay, that's one type of use for it. Are there different types?
There's tons of types. You can even exchange equipment.
Equipment?
Yeah.
Define.
So like farm equipment, if you have a $200,000 tractor that you want to sell, you can sell your tractor and buy another tractor. And as long as it's of like kind within the IRS regulations, you don't pay taxes on that exchange.
It sounds like if it's used for a legitimate business purpose, this is fair game.
It is, yes.
Okay, what other different types are we talking about?
So that was a different type of property exchange.
The sure.
Different types of exchanges are a simultaneous exchange where you know what type of property you're selling and buying, and you do that right at the title company simultaneously. There's a delayed exchange, and this is the one we see the most often. You have 180 days, which is about 6 months, to choose your second property that you're exchanging. And so we call it a delayed exchange because you do wait those 6 months.
Because obviously a lot of these property transactions, they don't happen boom, boom. You have to wait for the right opportunity, or the logistics just aren't right for them to happen in clear succession to each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And the IRS gives you that window to figure that out.
What if you're a growing business? As far as construction, you want to create a new property, or you want to do an addition to an existing business property.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. You can sell a existing piece of land with a building on it, buy a new piece of land, and build something on it. And that's what we call a construction exchange.
The cliche is always the devil's in the details. I like to think the security is in the details because you need to know to make sure you're covered. We'll talk about the details as far as the requirements in these types of exchanges to make sure you're covered. That's coming your way next, right here on JDSA's Law Talk.
JDSA's Law Talk will be right back with more on today's topic. Add your voice to the show. Email your questions to lawtalk@jdsalaw.com.
Real estate law. The complexities are vast. At JDSA Law, our team of attorneys provide you with sound legal advice on all types of real estate transactions. This is how we make your life better. Committed to you since 1946. JDSA Law.
This is JDSA's Law Talk. Visit us now at jdsalaw.com.
Welcome back to JDSA's Law Talk. And remember, if you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to rate us on iTunes. Now back to our discussion with JDS attorney Lindsay Weidenbach. I'm Clint Strand, and we are talking about the 1031 exchange, the like-kind exchange. Really popular for business owners, but they have to be done with certain boxes that need to be checked. So let's talk about those boxes. Lindsay, when we talk about this exchange, what are the requirements in this exchange? Like, what are the rules I need to follow?
The most important rule is that the property that you're exchanging has to be of like kind. The IRS actually lists what's like kind in their regulations. It's a fairly exhaustive list, and it's fairly flexible.
So in the last segment, you talked about being able to change out a piece of industrial equipment if you're on a farm. You can't change out that industrial equipment for more property.
Correct. Yeah, it has to be land for land, equipment for equipment. But other than that, you are pretty flexible in those rules.
And once again, let's underline this, put it in bold, italics if you like. This is for business property only.
Yes, no personal use.
What's my timeline?
You have 45 days to identify the piece of property that you're going to be exchanging. So you've gone and you've sold a piece of property. You need to identify what you're going to be purchasing within 45 days of that sale closing.
Okay, so what about doing it all yourself? Do you need an intermediary or what?
Yes, you have to have a qualified facilitator or an intermediary. Those are interchangeable terms.
What does that mean?
That means that somebody else holds the money for you. So during the exchange, the taxpayer cannot have control of the funds. That's the number one rule. So before you buy or sell anything, before any property goes to sale, you must engage a qualified intermediary to conduct the exchange for you.
What's a qualified intermediary? I'm assuming like your Aunt Marge isn't a qualified intermediary. Like, who do you give that money to?
Well, you can give it to my office if you're so inclined.
Okay.
Title companies will sometimes act as intermediaries also. And what that person does is they are holding the funds for you as a trustee. So when the sale goes to the title company, the deeds transfer from the seller to the buyer, but the money from the title company goes to the facilitator and it's held in trust for the exchangeor or the taxpayer.
Okay, so what are the rules are we talking about here?
We have to have the same taxpayer. Lots of folks want to purchase a piece of property in a different LLC, for instance, or they've sold it in their personal names and want to buy in an LLC. The taxpayer has to be the same. So it has to be the same entity or the same person.
But if you're a mogul that owns three different businesses, can you do this game where you are able to take advantage of this, selling a piece of equipment for one business, but making that deferment apply to the other business?
No, you cannot.
Okay, so that's what you're talking about. It has to be the same taxpayer.
That's
same tax ID number.
Yes.
Got it. You can't skim the profits off this, meaning that it has to be a same, or you're putting more money in the game, right?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a gray area, and we could get deep into the weeds, and I can get very tax geeky with you on your basis and your property. But what happens is that you would like to buy something that's of the same value, or you're going to realize what we call boot, which is just gain on the property. So it can be done, but there's going to be tax consequences if they don't match up.
Okay, a little earlier off the air, we were talking about something called reverse exchanges, and you totally lost me. What are reverse exchanges?
Reverse exchanges are when you purchase property first, and then you go and sell property later. So you would actually get financing to buy a piece of property, and you would deed the piece of property to the intermediary. The intermediary, the facilitator, holds the property, and then will deed it to the exchanger, to the taxpayer, after the exchange has wrapped up.
And just to be clear, just because we're calling this a reverse exchange, this all needs to be planned out in advance.
Absolutely. Yes.
Pros and cons. Let's talk about this. Why should I look at this 1031 exchange? Why would it benefit me?
The number one reason people do this is the deferral of taxes. You want to be able to put your money back into your business and keep growing that rather than paying the IRS. And so you can do this and defer your tax hit.
Okay. What other pros are we talking about here?
It's just the wealth and asset accumulation, relief from managing other properties, okay. Those types of just general business purposes.
All right. Why should I be dissuaded from this sort of thing? What are the cons?
The cons are that it gets pretty difficult and pretty expensive depending on the type of exchange that you're doing. And you can't recognize losses. It's only tax deferral. It's not tax free. And so really, it's nice to meet with an attorney or a tax advisor before you get into this to really talk through, this is what I'm thinking of selling. This is what I'm thinking of buying. Here's my tax hit that I would be deferring. Does it make sense to even do this process? If you have a high basis in the property that you're selling, it might not make any sense to defer the gain. You might want to just pay the taxes and buy another piece of property outside of an exchange.
Because if you're playing the long game, it may actually cost you more in the long run to kick that can down the road.
Yeah, capital gains tax rates are favorable right now. So you might want to pay the taxes now and not defer them for later down the road when the rate could be higher.
As with all things business, the best course of action is always situational. Right?
Absolutely.
All right, Lindsay, we'll bring it all together when we talk about this 1031 exchange that's next right here on JDSA's Law Talk.
This is JDSA's Law Talk. Hear more Law Talk programs now at jdsalaw.com.
Healthcare law, it's evolving and complex. At JDSA Law, we provide essential legal support to address legal healthcare issues. This is how we make your life better. Committed to you since 1946. JDSA Law.
This is JDSA's Law Talk. Hear more programs and read in-depth articles on the law at jdsalaw.com.
Welcome back to JDSA's Law Talk. Stay up to date with legal matters that may affect you by reading our news and articles on jdsalaw.com. We're talking with Lindsay Weidenbach about the 1031 exchange, better known as the like-kind exchange, a real boon for business owners, but it has to be applied in the right way. Let's bring this all together, Lindsay.
A 1031 exchange can be incredibly complicated, and even the smallest mistakes can place the entire structure that you've worked so hard to create in jeopardy. That's why it's very important to sit down, meet with somebody, get some tax advice, and see if this structure really makes sense to you before you jump in.
All right, very good. And this is why you're here, because you really need to map out every single detail before you even think about jumping into this.
That's correct.
Lindsay, thanks so much. Always fun talking to you.
Thanks, Clint. Good to be here.
You've been listening to JDSA's Law Talk. Visit us at jdsalaw.com to hear more programs that explain how the law applies to your everyday personal and professional life. And most importantly, how the team of attorneys at JDSA Law can help you. I'm your host, Clint Strand. Thanks again for joining us on JDSA's Law Talk.
JDSA's Law Talk. Thanks for joining us. And please join us again next week. You can also join the conversation by sending us your comments and questions to lawtalk@jdsalaw.com. We'd love to include your questions in a future program. Topics covered in this program are for informational purposes only and are not intended to be professional advice. Always seek the advice of a relevant professional with any questions about any legal decision you seek to make. Thanks again for joining us on JDSA's Law Talk.